Doctor Who, Mordrin Undead by Peter Grimwade, read by David Collings. You cannot know or dream just who I am, but every sea and every ocean and every sailor who sails across the world will know this ship, the Terror of the Godly. The Flying Dutchman is my name. Richard Wagner. For Keith Shand. Chapter 1. An Accidental Meeting. Turlough hated it all. The routine, the discipline, the invented traditions and petty snobbery of a minor English public school.
"The Battle of Waterloo,"
quoted the headmaster one day during the boy's first term in the sixth form, "was won on the playing fields of Eton." And Turlough had screamed with derisive laughter. Not that Brendan's school was exactly Eton College, though it was an imposing enough place. The fine old Queen Anne mansion had hardly changed since the days when it was the country seat of the Muller Hesketh's, though its circumstances had altered dramatically. Sold in 1922, on the death of old Sir Barry Muller Hesketh, the battle had raged fast and furious as to whether Brendan Court should become an independent school for boys or an institution for the criminally insane. Education had triumphed, though not noticeably so, it was thought in the village. On a fine summer's day in 1983, there was still something quintessentially British about the rolling parkland, from which drifted the sound of a cricket match, all games at Brendan compulsory. And the rose gardens, arbours and wisteria pergola of the old house, out of bounds to boys and assistant masters, all of it alien to Turlough. He longed to escape. But how? He gazed up at the obelisk on the hill above the school, an eccentric memorial to General Rufus Muller Hesketh. Turlough was curiously drawn to the sombre pinnacle that dominated the horizon, silhouetted against the sky like the sword of some angel of death.
"Come on, Turlough. You've got to see the brig's new car."
He was startled from his reverie by a group of fellow sixth formers. Ibbotson, the boy who had spoken, presented a sharp contrast to his friend. Whereas Turlough was thin as a willow, his auburn hair, blue eyes and sharp-boned face investing him with an unworldly pre-Raphaelite appearance. Ibbotson was a lump. It is the misfortune of some boys to be trapped, seemingly forever, in the blubber and acne of adolescence. Just such a one was Ibbotson.
"Hippo?"
The nickname was apt, but not flattering. Turlough's use of it, however, pleased Ibbotson as public evidence of their friendship. And Ibbotson needed friends, because Ibbotson was a bore.
"What car, Hippo?" "A 1650 open tourer."
The object of Ibbotson's admiration was parked behind the main building in the master's car park. There was something about the vintage Humber, with its immaculate paintwork, polished levers and knobs, and soft, luxurious upholstery, that gave it a sense of belonging to the old Brendan Court, part of a bygone world of landed wealth and privilege that made the Minis, the Saabs, and the ancient Renault of the other masters seem positively upstart. A group of boys had already gathered around the gleaming vehicle. Ibbotson pushed his way through the crowd. For a moment, he gazed in silence, then moved reverently around the old car, caressing the smooth bodywork with his podgy hands, stroking the soft leatherware, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?